Like, yes. Oh, I noticed that when you two were doing the scene, it was really intense and you looked away. And I'd like to see you look more connected, you know, or something very specific as opposed to, yeah, it was good, or, you know, could have been more connected, not so good.
So we have adopted a model that is simple and concise, and many instructors in this training program have, and staff, have found it to be really helpful and beneficial and supportive. For example, Steph Forrest and I use this model at the end of each training day, and I know you guys have, it's part of what you do as trainers.
We offer each other feedback.
Yes, offering each other feedback.
Whether you're ready for it or not?
Well, we know, because we know.
Part of the model is asking if you're ready.
Yes, asking if you're ready, and knowing, oh, at the end of this, we're going to be giving each other feedback, positive, and we'll get into the model in a minute. So, this model is based on the Pendleton feedback process model and the mindfulness-based intervention teaching criteria.
Did you say that again?
Yes, faster. Yes, the Pendleton feedback process model. Should have made a slide.
I think there's. I think it says it in there.
Oh, good.
On
yeah.
the first page.
Yep. And the mindfulness-based intervention teaching criteria. So research has shown that feedback can often trigger a fight-flight response, triggering our amygdala. And we know, one of the things that when our amygdala is activated, it's really hard, our prefrontal cortex sort of shuts down and really hard to receive and learn. So with this model, there is predictability. You know the model, you know the steps, versus the I need to talk to you, right? Which can be pretty activating. And the attention is to build the empathy, strong communication skills, and trust that are needed to give and receive feedback effectively. And effective feedback is most helpful when it's specific, actionable, and targeted. Right? Not like, that was great. So you will be giving and receiving feedback in your peer and mentor groups throughout the course of this training. And our hope is that these groups will become small, close communities where trust is developed. We're going to take some time to look at the model. And sorry, these handouts had a little interaction with some water the other day. They're dry now. Thank you. We can do kind of read it and go along. Nancy, on page 2, the principles of the process, could you read that first principle?
Sure.
Halfway down the second page.
Oh, yes. Yes. The feedback process begins with the presenter offering themselves positive feedback. What went well? What felt good?
Yeah. Thank you.
Specific feedback grounded in observable behavior. Provide examples.
Experiential feedback from personal experience. How did the experience land for you? It felt to me, or my experience was.
Supportive sense-based feedback. What is done well? And did the teacher feel at ease? What is skillful and why?
Constructive feedback points to areas of development, offers with sensitivity and compassion. Comments on the piece of teaching, not the teacher itself.
Pragmatic feedback. Offer areas for improvement on skills that can be honed and learned, not what they did wrong.
And then let's go to the five steps.
Ask presenter if they would like feedback. If they are not ready, possibly hold off until they are prepared. If they are prepared for feedback, ask if they would like feedback on anything in particular.
Mm-hmm. Number two, presenter offers themselves positive feedback. What worked well and why? There may be many things that went well, but focus on one or two and really unpack them. Be as specific as possible about what it was and why it was effective in particular. So an example. What I noticed that I did that I'm particularly proud of or that went well is XYZ, because, and then tell them why that specific behavior was effective.
Three, the group offers positive feedback. Avoid vague praise like, I really liked it. Instead, focus on being specific and unpacking the why of what worked. Discourage any dialogue about the feedback at this point. Simply encourage the person receiving the feedback to say thank you.
Number four, the presenter offers themselves constructive feedback. Emphasis is placed on simply pointing out what didn't work and then moving directly to why a new behavior could make a difference.
Five, the group offers constructive feedback. For those wanting to offer suggestions, frame responses as something that could be done differently based on how it landed for you. Emphasis is placed on the suggestion as another way of doing something, not on the mistake. Example, what I noticed that didn't seem to work or didn't land for me was name the mistake or ineffective behavior or perhaps a missed opportunity. What I suggest that you could do differently next time is name a suggestion. So that tell why the suggestion could make a difference.
So we're going to practice this. If there, first, are there any questions on this model?
When someone's giving you feedback, I guess not always, they don't always have the knowledge, possibly, I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, you could be getting feedback from someone and you may think it's a little bit inaccurate.
Yeah. So, as an example, in some of our feedback, I think right, because it's what we hear. So we were giving feedback last night, and I like, oh, that would have been good to have that instruction. Oh, of course, I think I gave that instruction. Like, oh, okay, maybe didn't hear it right. So we don't always know. It's our recollection. Like, oh, that.
Or they might have the background knowledge.
Right.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, sometimes if you're going to take some suggestions from others, I suppose, you know, your way might even be better than what they're suggesting. Mm-hmm. But if you ask five people and some say, like, you know, unless it's like your mentor or something, that they have a lot of...
I would say, I'm thinking of an example, like, if I take a yoga class, I'm not a yoga teacher, I'm not a yoga professional, and I can speak to my experience in that space, you know, and I think that even if someone doesn't have the background knowledge, you can gain understanding for how it landed for them, mm-hmm. not knowing, you know, if you are a rocket scientist and you're explaining what rocket science is to someone, their feedback might be, I didn't understand anything you said. Well, of course, I'm not a rocket scientist, but that is good information for the rocket scientist. Like, how can I change what I'm saying to make it more? So I see, I understand what you're saying. Like, they might not know, and possibly in the feedback, it would be a good opportunity to engage in dialogue, even though that's not really part of the model, but engage like, oh, that's interesting feedback. and maybe there's more context they need to understand why things happened. So I think it can be both ways.
Yeah, or it would have been helpful maybe to include this piece on the brain when you were giving the talk on the brain, or I would have loved a personal anecdote in that story, right? It's not, the idea of this content is giving feedback on our, you know, 5 to 10 minute presentations. Oh, I loved that story.
And the bottom line is it's still feedback. So you can, any feedback really is going to be, I guess, on some level helpful.
Hopefully. Yeah.
To that, I find in my writers group, I write science and everybody else writes fiction. So a lot of times they'll tell me, oh, you know, the way you explain this, I need you to like do a different metaphor, and they'll suggest a metaphor, and it's totally like wrong to the context. So what I do with that is I take it in as something didn't land. They may not be able to name what it was, but then it's just a reflection process for me. And if it, you know, in the end, if it seems really invalid and it's not repeated, it could just be a quirk and I let it go.
So we're gonna try this. And there's probably a lot of questions, and it's, I think we're just gonna try to get into it and experience it. We're going to get into groups of three, and everyone is going to get a chance to present like a 1 minute spiel on what mindfulness is. I don't want you to stress about that. I invite you to think back to Forrest's talk on mindfulness, and you can even look at your journal if you still have it about the heart, the experiential, the head, the heart,
yeah, and the experience.
Yeah. So let's just take a moment maybe just to think about that. And explaining it to a parent, a friend, a teen, colleague, really to, you can just kind of choose something who you would be comfortable talking to. Once we're in our groups, the presenter is going to speak for about a minute. The person B is going to give one, oh no, the presenter is going to say one positive thing about their talk and one constructive about their talk. Person B will say one positive thing to the presenter about their talk and one constructive. Person C is going to give person B, who gave the feedback on their feedback, one positive and one constructive. Person C is also the timekeeper. We can have about a minute for each of these, a minute for the talk, a minute for the presenter, a minute for person B, a minute for person C. It's gonna be okay. You've got your cheat sheets. No one has practiced this. It's not gonna be perfect. It's just the idea of practicing. You can ask, are you ready for feedback? You can say thank you when you've received the feedback. Are there questions right now? Can we line up by hair length? Short here, down. Oh, short here. I don't know if that's fair. Okay, it's going to be good. We're all in this together.
That may help you send shorter.
She said short.
I think
we're
different.
It's
helpful
to have a lot of hair.
This is
longer.
I'm
just
self-identify.
One more person.
So, because I choose to be the timekeeper, so does everyone in the group have a watch? You can spread out. So it's 5 minutes per, and so this will be a 15 minutes because everyone's going to get a chance.
Oh, everyone has
travel time.
Who's breathing? All good.
Yeah, it's good today.
Oh, this is still going.